Hello, and welcome to the Keto for Christ podcast. Have you been struggling to have success with keto? Have you tried it in the past, had great results, but somehow life happened and you gained it all back? It's so much more difficult the second time around, am I right? Trust me, friend, I understand and I feel your pain, frustration, and disappointment because that's exactly what happened to me. My name is Cherie Haynes, and I am so passionate about getting the message of keto out into the world. But what if I told you that bringing God into the equation could make all the difference? As Philippians 4:13 states, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." So, do you want to do keto the easy way or the hard way? If you'd like to do keto the easy way, please join me each week as I share simple strategies for keto and as we pray together for the strength and commitment we need to honor this temple God has given us so that we can better serve Him. I believe when we do keto for Christ, success will be inevitable. Let's go ahead and jump into today's show.
Hey, love, can you believe that Christmas is just a few days away? I mean, I just feel like December has flown by, don't you? Well, I'm sure you have lots to get done before Christmas, so let's get right to it. I wanted to devote this week's episode to taking a deeper dive into the book Keto Green 16 by Dr. Anna Kabeca. I will link it for you in the show notes. But I've been following her plan for the most part since this spring and noticed a tremendous difference in my energy levels and overall health soon after starting it. Essentially, you will want to follow her plan at least for 16 days, hence the title. That is long enough to reset your body, but I love so many of her recipes and the way I feel that I've continued it for much longer. So unlike conventional keto diets, her plan is a super healthy approach that focuses on clean keto foods and de-emphasizes dirty keto foods. As I'm sure you know, clean keto foods are whole, unprocessed foods that are high in fiber and low in carbs, but are still packed with other nutrients. Her plan is high in fat, but it focuses on the right fats, such as olive oil, olives, avocados, coconut oil, nuts, and seeds, which all taste delicious and are also filling. It's moderate in protein, and you'll eat unprocessed organic and grass-fed beef, organic and free-range poultry, wild-caught fish, and vegetarian protein sources. Now, the real stars of her plan, though, are incorporating alkalinizing veggies, particularly leafy greens like spinach, lettuce, kale, chard, beet greens, mustard greens, collard greens, and sprouts. Also, cruciferous veggies like cabbage, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, and cauliflower are frequently consumed. But these veggies play such an important role. As I mentioned before, they are satisfying, they are low in carbs and high in nutrients, vitamins, and antioxidants. And they'll help keep your body alkaline, a healthy internal state of well-being and metabolic efficiency. I remember being scared to incorporate too many veggies in my diet when I first started keto because I was so concerned with going over on my carbs. Can you relate? But by eliminating all the treats and keto breads and just simply sticking to whole foods, I can now eat until I'm satisfied and haven't counted carbs in months. Now, I'm not sure how familiar you are with alkalinity, but I wasn't super knowledgeable on this topic until I read Dr. Anna's book. So I feel it's only fitting to use her words to describe this. In simple terms, an alkaline diet is a way of eating that emphasizes non-acidifying foods over acidifying ones. You make your food choices around those that lower the acid levels in your body and increase its alkalinity. And just listen to these amazing health benefits that come from a more optimal alkaline pH status in the body. Supports bone health and lean muscle mass, reduces pain and inflammation, lowers the risk of disease such as cardiovascular disease, hypertension, insulin resistance, diabetes, and metabolic disorders, supports the healthy balance of electrolyte levels our bodies require for quality sleep, circadian rhythm control, and cortisol management, and last but not least, helps the body burn fat. Now, wouldn't you like to experience those health benefits? Okay, so what exactly does pH mean? Well, it stands for the power of hydrogen or the total hydrogen ion concentration in a solution. pH levels are expressed on a scale from 1 to 14 to specify how acidic or alkaline a water-based solution is. Higher pH numbers are alkaline, also referred to as base, and lower numbers are acidic. A pH of 7 is generally considered neutral. So our bodies work hard around the clock to maintain a slightly alkaline pH level in the blood, and to do so, it must clear out any excess acid. pH levels are not just about what we eat, but also about how we live. So, for example, after intense exercise, we expect our pH to be more acidic. However, after a day relaxing in nature, it will more likely be alkaline. Stress and elevated cortisol are highly acid-promoting, as you'd probably expect. Current research shows that eating alkaline-forming foods supports the body's natural pH balancing act. Food on the alkaline end of the scale include vegetables, particularly greens, fermented vegetables, low glycemic, low sugar fruits, and various healthy fats. If you eat enough alkaline-forming foods, your body has better access to vital minerals such as calcium, phosphorus, and magnesium, all of which help improve hormone balance. And just a side note, as far as hormone balance goes, not to get into too much detail, but I personally notice my mood and monthly symptoms significantly improve once I incorporated the Keto Green 16 lifestyle. So love, if this is something that you struggle with too, I really encourage you to give this a try. Now, as for weight loss, an alkaline diet assists the body in burning fat. First, alkalinity along with a low-carb diet decreases levels of cortisol, which is a hormone responsible for belly fat. When you burn fat, the body releases toxins. Alkaline foods also support detoxification and help usher toxins from the body. An alkaline diet also helps you work out more intensely and protect your muscles. So to reduce acid load, you'll want to watch out for acid-forming foods such as sugar, processed foods, breads, pastas, grains, starchy vegetables, artificial sweeteners, and soda, because they stress your digestive system and cause weight gain, a bloated and fatter belly, sluggish thinking, and tiredness. And who has time for that? Am I right? All right, well, Dr. Anna suggests using the 80-20 rule since it's pretty impossible to totally avoid some of these acidic foods altogether. So she encourages consuming a diet that is 80% alkaline and 20% acidic. Okay, so now that we have all of that boring science stuff out of the way, are you ready to hear more about the plan? Okay, perfect. So in the morning, you'll test your pH and ketone levels first thing. You can purchase test strips for both either on Amazon or at your local pharmacy. Your goal is to keep your pH at or above 7.0. And as for ketones, as you probably remember, the pinker the strip, the higher your level of ketosis. You'll also prepare her alkalinizing detox beverage, which is a large glass of warm water to which you'll add a half of a teaspoon of lemon juice, half to one tablespoon of apple cider vinegar, and if you're not alkaline when you test, you'll add a fourth to a half teaspoon of baking soda. Now, she does encourage intermittent fasting and having your first meal around 10 or 11 a.m. If you're not ready to begin fasting, though, that is perfectly fine. She has some delicious green smoothie recipes that you can drink for breakfast. For your first official meal, though, you'll eat one serving of protein plus 1 to 2 servings of alkalinizing veggies and 1 to 2 servings of fat. For example, you could have one pan-fried grass-fed ground beef patty plus 1 to 2 cups of spinach, kale, or beet greens sauteed in 1 tablespoon of olive oil plus half of an avocado. You would eat dinner around 6 p.m. so that you are finished by 7 p.m. and dinner is very similar to your first meal. One protein serving, 2 servings of alkalinizing veggies, and 1 to 2 fat servings. For example, you could have a piece of baked chicken plus mashed cauliflower plus a side of salad with fresh greens and 1 tablespoon of chopped nuts tossed with 1 tablespoon of olive oil and lemon juice and a serving of sauerkraut. Snacking isn't encouraged as the longer you can fast between meals, the more body fat you'll burn. But if you do need to occasionally snack, some of your options are a fourth of a cup of nuts, a half of an avocado drizzled with olive oil and sea salt, a green smoothie, a cup of raw cruciferous veggies such as broccoli or cauliflower, or a hard-boiled egg. Now, I mentioned some of the foods you can eat, but I'll go ahead and run through them again, as well as some others that she recommends so that you can see how much variety you can really have, even though you're eliminating dairy and processed foods. Remember, it's only 16 days, but like me, I have a feeling you're going to feel so good you won't want to go back. So here are the proteins. You can have salmon and whitefish, preferably wild-caught fish whenever possible, organic chicken, grass-fed beef. The alkalinizing veggies she recommends are dark leafy greens, raw or cooked, sprouts, cabbage, other cruciferous veggies such as broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, bok choy, and watercress. The fats she suggests are MCT oil, coconut oil, olive oil, nuts such as Brazil nuts, almonds, hazelnuts, and cashews, and avocado. And some digestive and alkaline supporting foods are sauerkraut, kimchi, and pickled ginger. Now, one interesting fact I learned by reading her book is that papaya and mango are alkaline forming and therefore we are allowed to eat them on her plan. I thoroughly enjoyed putting mango in my smoothies this summer especially. They were so refreshing and never had a negative impact on my weight. So that is essentially the plan. Now, it's impossible to cover everything in a short episode, but I do highly encourage you to pick up a copy of her book so that you can see the research she's included and more explanation for why she has laid out her plan this way. Also, I guarantee you will fall in love with her recipes. I usually double or triple them, especially some of the soups, because I like being able to freeze them and then pull them out when I don't feel like cooking. I hope this was helpful though, love. I know this time of year especially, it's so tempting to eat all of the keto treats, and that's totally fine, but if you've hit a plateau or aren't feeling your best, why not give this a try? I felt my absolute best when I was following her plan precisely. And I love the fact that our plan focuses on nourishing our bodies with whole foods given to us by our Creator. As it says in Genesis 1, verse 29, "And God said, 'Behold, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is on the face of all the earth, and every tree with the seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food. Well, love, why don't we go ahead and close in prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for providing us with everything we need to nourish our bodies. Sometimes it's easy for us to reach for foods that are more convenient and satisfying in the moment, but those aren't always the best options to care for this temple you've given us. Please help us to be open to giving this plan a try so that we can take care of our bodies in the way that you always intended us to. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. Before you go, I wanted to share a special Christmas song with you. I used to sing this every Christmas Eve at my church.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices. Oh, night divine, oh, night when Christ was born. Oh,